Tonight we're going to be talking about how to get free from shaming others by honoring people. And we're going to learn what honor is. And you're going to find out how being shamed has caused you to take on a spirit of fear of timidity. And we're going to unravel so many things. I mean, when I look at what the Lord has been teaching me in the last 2 weeks, especially over the retreat, in some very live it out kind of ways, we're going to be looking at, there's so much we're going to be looking at. We're going to be looking at bewitchment that can be in your life and even a mixture both in your own life as you minister to others or as you go and other people minister to you. And we're going to look at how can that be there. And I'll tell you what the Lord showed me. You can even see how, without intentionally meaning to, you could have released curses on over your own life, even in how you minister the word of God in your own homes. Isn't this sound fun? All this in one night. I know we won't get to all this. And that's going to lead a whole thing. And I'll tell you the whole story that leads to this in a minute. But then we're going to look at shame. And using shame, even if that's not what you're trying to do, to cause people to do what you think they need to do. And then we're going to look at what honor is and how much we need honor and how much many of you have been so dishonored that you've been very wounded by that. And then we're going to look at timidity and a spirit that keeps you from standing up for yourself or keeps you from doing the things God would have you to do, and we may not get to that till next week. And then we're going to look at the fear of rejection, which we probably will get to more next week. We're going to look at the fear of death, which you might not know that you have, but if you actually have a fear that God's going to abandon you, deep, deep down, that's a fear of death. And we're going to pull up those scriptures, which we'll probably get to next week. And a strong revelation about condemnation. So if you had all those things God taught you in 2 weeks, how would you present that in an hour and a half? So I'm like, Lord, help me. So what I'm going to do tonight, I'm going to tell you how he did that, okay? Because I kind of give stories of, my stories are always true, and we may change some of the names. And we don't change the names because the people involved want the names changed. I'm changing the names so that the family members of the people involved who might have been used by the enemy can't be hurt, or the enemy can't use these stories to bring condemnation. Okay, do you understand what I'm saying? So the situations are going to be the same, but what we have learned now, we used to not do this, to kind of change. In other words, if somebody went through a divorce and some of these things were on the spouse, and we talked about it, then everybody would know. Oh. And so that would not be love that covers. Okay. So with that, I won't necessarily tell who or what or how. Let me just tell what happened, and we'll just call people A, people B, people C, and me. And I'll just be myself. But I'll change the names of the people from my past. So it might be my mom or my dad or my brother or an uncle or a cousin, and you won't know, okay? Or a sister or a brother. It doesn't matter. The overall truth will be the same. Okay, everybody gets that? All right, here's what happened. It all started with Jordan, for real, in the sound booth. Raise your hand, Jordan. Last Friday night. It didn't start there, but it kind of set the stage. Last Friday night, Jordan, who, as far as I know, has never publicly prophesied here before. No, I don't think so. Maybe over a person a little bit, but not like to a group. And he had a fire in his eyes and he had his finger pointing. And I've never seen him like that. It was a little scary. And so he says something along the lines of, this retreat you're going on is not going to be your typical retreat, which we've never really have a typical retreat, but I got what he was saying. He said, because there's going to be a fire of God that's going to burn away every dead thing. And God's just going to come, and there's going to be a move of His Spirit to burn away every dead thing. So we're like, oh, yay, hurrah. But I always know when you hear the word burn and fire, it's not going to be a good time until the dead thing has been burned away. So I didn't rebuke him because I knew it was God, and I didn't want to have to apologize later, and I don't want to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. So anyway, so I was excited that God was going to do something. At the same time, we had a great, great month financially a month or so ago. And then last month, right before the retreat, we had a pretty big dip. And it's still a miracle what God brings through these doors for us to be on the radio and do all that we do and take care of orphans in the Philippines and all the other things we do and pay for all this. But it was one of those, oh, Lord, this would not cover the bills if we didn't have 1 month ahead paid. And that really puts me on my face and said, Lord, show me where I'm missing you. How could the enemy attack the finances? What's going on? Plus, we had a prophetic word a few days before that, before we got the statement that the enemy was really attacking the finances and the enemy was truly going to try to cause division and close the doors. So we're like, ooh. So we really begin to pray and seek the Lord. And God wants to set you free from fear, because many of you operate in fear instead of the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. You operate in fear. And that kind of fear has been planted in you way back. And the things of the Spirit can be very, very fearful to someone who's coming from the wrong, who's coming from woundedness. You kind of don't understand the difference. And I'm going to explain some of that as the Lord shows me some things that He's been teaching me. So with all this going on, you know, and at the same time negotiating for this thrift store and one trial after the other to get things out of our hearts so that we can negotiate this without falling into a trap of the enemy. Let me tell you, as you mature in God, this ride really, it increases in intensity, you know. It's like it increases. So don't anybody sit back and think, I'm going to get to a place where this is going to be so easy. What happens to him is given much, much is required. So it just becomes more, ooh, have to hear God, you know. But it's exciting, because even if you miss it, God lets you take the test again. And even if something bad comes out of it, God turns it to good. So it's not about never having anything difficult come into your life. It's about being changed into the likeness of Christ. And let's face it, if nothing difficult ever comes into our life, we really probably will not even get the clue that we're not already in the likeness of Christ. So praying through all this and seeking the Lord and all this and wanting to know what's going on, and just to kind of give you an idea of my last month. And so I've got this thrift store thing going on, and I'm like, oh Lord, do we want to do this? We also had some things working with Travis, and he was awesome last Tuesday night, if you weren't here, which most of you weren't. It was powerful. And one thing he said, I was watching him from behind the Dunkin' Donuts in Nag's Head, because they had Wi-Fi, but you couldn't hear inside. So we all went out in the car, and we had to park the car like partway in this, you know, blocking the driveway. But we were actually leaving, and it actually popped on when we were driving behind. Well, we can hear it back here. So we went behind Dunkin' Donuts, and we sat there for the whole teaching, even the music. We had a good time. And one thing he said was honor. Something about that children, people want honor. And it hit me when he said it, but I didn't understand really why it hit me, why the Holy Spirit quickened me to that. But I already knew I'm going to study that. You know, I didn't know I was going to learn it before I got home, and I didn't have a chance to study it. So it just hit my spirit. There's something about honor that I really want to learn. And so I asked the Lord, you know, teach me this. So that was kind of cool. And so just being obedient to go out of your way on your vacation-retreat to go and try to get Wi-Fi because it wasn't working in our house or whatever. I was actually on a computer-cell phone because my cell phone died the first day fast, which I had grace, so it didn't bother me. So if I didn't email you back or call you back, forgive me. You don't have to. I didn't do anything wrong, but that's why. So anyway, so I'm just telling you, sometimes you need to be yielded to the Lord. Because had I not gone behind Dunkin' Donuts and had the computer out and we did that, I wouldn't have heard the thing about honor. We have to be yielded to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit was really putting in my heart, you have to hear this meeting. And the enemy didn't make it easy, because this place, usually the Wi-Fi works, and it worked at some times and didn't work. And then we got outside with the mosquitoes completely eating us. We called Edie, said, go to Kmart, get some of those big candle things and some spray so we can sit outside and get, so we won't be totally eaten to death by mosquitoes, because I want to watch this. But then we're out there and it kept freezing and freezing. I'm like, ah, this isn't going to work. I said, okay, let's all just get in the car, bring two computers, meet us at Dunkin' Donuts. And so... And I did buy a donut because, man, after hearing about Dunkin' Donuts for 3 days, and I haven't bought donuts in a year or two, I still couldn't help. I said, I got to have a donut. Thank you. Okay. And it wasn't worth it. Okay. It just wasn't that. I mean, not that Dunkin' Donuts aren't good, but I didn't need that sugar. So anyhow, so we get there and we hear that, and the whole thing was good. But boy, that part about honor just pierced through me. And why do I tell you things like that? Because I want you to hear what being led by the Spirit looks like and get out of this foofy kind of, some people, I just hear God, you know, and you know, by the fruit you'll know it. Sometimes the Lord speaks to me very clearly. And I was talking to Travis today. But you know, when you have a place where you can't hear because of the enemy, when you're blind in a way or you're deaf in a way because of what the enemy has done, then the Holy Spirit continues to try to help you to hear. I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this. Everything that comes into your life in the book of James talks about because of the lust that war in you, the issues of your flesh, the things in your heart that aren't right. And so God's doing everything with the angels, with the Holy Spirit, working with his word, with teachers, with ministers, with relationships, with circumstances. He's doing everything. There's just so much going on around you all the time. Not just what the devil's doing, but what God is doing to set you free. What a God. Where we sit around, I don't know, God doesn't talk to me. I don't hear him. And I'm not making fun of you, but you have bought a lie. God is doing everything to rescue you. First, he did everything to rescue you on the cross. Now God's like, it's finished, but they don't get it. They don't get it because Satan has hurt them. They don't get it because they've been lied to. They just don't get it. And so the Lord is just working in his body so that some people break through and get it, to help others get it, to help others get it, to help others get it. What's it? Freedom in Christ. Free to be who he's called us to be. Living for him and not ourselves, because we don't need to live for ourselves. So in all this. So then go back. Okay, so I go there knowing God's going to show me some things. We're going to seek and find out if we're supposed to make this big jump of faith for this other building. We're having some things he showed me about some idolatry in my own heart about who I thought I would be ministering to and this kind of thing. So he's dealing with all these things. Man, it's like raining, you know, it's like raining Holy Spirit change and conviction and dealing with stuff. It's like, it's not like a little tiny, it's like a walkthrough. Ah, help. But God was in charge, not the devil. See, I have chosen to be shaken and not sifted. Shaken looked like this. Oh, okay, get it out. Okay, all right. Okay, God. It's a time of fasting. It's a time of prayer. It's a time of seeking the Lord. It's a time of turning off televisions and everything that gets in the way. It's a time of setting aside to hear God and be with God and cry out for God to break through and know that he wants to break through more than you want him to break through. But there's something blocking it. And if you would have ears to hear, the Spirit would show that to you. And you need to become sensitive to what he's doing and how he's doing and who he's using to do it. He might even use people you should like but you don't like. I tell you, this ministry, what God has taught us about, quit looking at the other person and ask God, what does this mean about you, will change your life. If you get nothing out of this ministry except this one revelation of truth, that if you would quit focusing on changing and controlling everyone else and ask God why you don't have grace for what's going on and what's going on in them that's probably happening in you, your whole life will change. Because your focus will quit being controlling everyone else and blaming everyone else, but looking to God and saying, why do I not have peace here? Why am I being attacked here? What is it in my heart planted strategically by the enemy? What experiences have I gone through strategically planted by the enemy? What in my family line has set me up for the enemy to be taking my peace, for the enemy to be touching my finances, for the enemy to be touching my family, for the enemy to be touching my health? Oh God, I cry out, show me. And he never says, no, not going to do it. The Bible says if anyone asks for wisdom, he will give it. Unless you're double-minded, because then you can't receive it. So then we got to get free from being double-minded, and that's another whole teaching. But part of this will help you with that. So anyway, just to kind of bring you into all the fun I've been having for the last month, okay? And I think I've handled it very much with the fruit of the Spirit and very much love. Thank you. So I'm going, okay, Lord, show me, you know, teach me, and help me know what you're saying. And I get an excitement in my spirit personally when God starts doing these things in my life, because I know if I'm to go into a greater place of intimacy with him and to have more authority and power and to do that which he's called me to do, I would already be doing that if everything was ready in my life. I am not waiting on God, neither is anyone else in the world. God is waiting on us to seek him. About us, what's wrong in us. And he's so nice about it. So anyway, so I don't remember all what happened. You know, that was good, and we were talking, having some board meetings, things were going on. At the same time, person number A in this drama had been struggling for quite a while, but especially for, I don't know, I never really asked, but a couple of months, with the enemy attacking in a big way in the area of timidity and fear to speak out and fear to deal with issues and causing a lot of confusion and causing a lot of hurt. And not knowing what that was going on, person A began to listen to the enemy blaming other people, or specifically one person, for their problem, even to the point of making them not know how they could handle the relationship. And the whole time, outwardly, acting as everything was fine, working harder than ever to please everybody, working harder than ever to be the greatest servant and the most perfect person you could be around, trying to be the perfect friend, the perfect ministry person, the perfect family, perfect mom, perfect wife, just perfect, 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 and the whole time feeling inside, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it, but I've got to do it. What happens if I don't do it? And then this fear and just not knowing what to do. So you got this, you got me running around with all these things the Lord's showing me and dealing with about something has to change for us to get the building and go to the next place. Then you have person A with all this going on inside and hidden, well hidden under perfectionism, hidden under years and years of self-control that's not of the Holy Spirit, but false self-control, hidden of years and years of kind of pulling it off. And the whole time the enemy just making them so afraid that they were going to lose everything. And I'm not going to give everybody's drama in this drama. Some people don't even know I know theirs yet. I haven't had a chance to talk with them about it. But then we had person B, who just shuts down. Just shuts down. I mean, just you watch, you just lose them. It's like why? Just shuts down. If the enemy makes them feel for 1 second like they've done something wrong, especially if they feel like they didn't do anything wrong and they're being treated like they did something wrong, even if they're really not being treated like they've done anything wrong, it's this instant shutdown. So the enemy's condemning. Person A's being condemned. Person B's being condemned. I'm not being condemned because that wasn't my thing. I've never had a spirit of condemnation. Thank you, Lord. But I'm trying to figure this all out while the Lord's trying to deal with some things in my heart, how I handle things. And I won't get into all the other positions. These were the main ones that were dealt with. There were a few other independent spirit things and fear of rejection things, but it was a wild time, okay? So right before a lot of people were leaving the next day, and this is like the trigger of it all. This was the moment that was prophesied by Jordan. I wasn't thinking about this. I was not really ever seriously caring about this. I can't even believe it came out of my mouth. But once it came out of my mouth, I went with it because it was kind of an interesting topic. And we're all sitting around wondering what to do. And I mean, the night before, you know, we've had Holy Spirit move and we had prophecy the night before. And actually, Holy Spirit really moved the night before. And on the way that day, people fell out of their cars drunk in the Holy Ghost and couldn't even get in the house. And were probably getting eaten up by mosquitoes. And I mean, they were just a wild time and God happening all around. So I'm sitting there looking at everybody, looking at me, of the ladies at this retreat, wondering, what are we going to do next? And I'm kind of thinking, oh, yeah, and then person C was supposed to be there and then had a car accident, didn't tell us. Well, did tell us, but one of the other persons in the drama were so upset with everything that was going on, they forgot to tell us that person C called to tell us they weren't going to be there. So that had a few of us up really late at night waiting for person C to show up and then calling person C's house at midnight wondering where person C was and finally thinking, well, I guess they would have told us something bad happened. I don't feel it in the spirit. So finally about 1 or 2 o'clock, everybody, I think, finally went to sleep. And then the other person wakes up morning, oh, by the way, I forgot to say with all that was going on that person C did call to say they wouldn't be here. Okay. I got that figured out now. So we're in the midst of all this. But during the night, okay, so here what happened. So, and I'm just telling you this because the Lord, I love the Lord because he still, even when we are not perfect, which we're not, he uses everything. And iron sharpens iron. He doesn't cause it, but he uses it. And the Holy Spirit will bring to the surface those things that he wants to deal with when he's shaking you.